愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone。
啊，在最近的读经进度里面，有包括以西结书。
In our recent Bible study readings, we have been focusing about Ezekiel。
啊，在以西结书里面，有一个重要的主题。
There's a central theme to the book of Ezekiel。
就是神的荣耀。
And that is the glory of God。
或者神荣耀的形象。
Or the image or incarnation of God's glory，
或者说神的荣光
，or God's glory，
这三件事情其实是同样的。
And these three glorious things are the same。
好，那晚上我们就以神的荣耀或者神荣耀的形象为主题来看以西结书。
So today we'll focus on God's glory in the book of Ezekiel。
好，我们来看以西结书的第一章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter one。
啊，以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
从26节到28节。
From 26 to 28. And above the firmament over their heads was a likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. 27. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward I saw, as it were, the color of amber with the appearance of fire all around within it.And from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around.
这段圣经哈，特别是28节哈，这就是神荣耀的形象。
Verse 28, especially verse 28 says the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God.
然后以西结一看到，他就俯伏在地。
And when Ezekiel saw it, he fell on his face.
这个俯伏在地就是觉得自己很卑微，很不配。
When Ezekiel fell to his face, that means he felt very unworthy to witness his glory.
好像以赛亚看到在天上撒拉佛服侍的异象。
Just as Isaiah saw the service of seraphims in the heaven above.
他也觉得自己很不配我是。嘴唇不洁，住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
He felt that he was very unholy. He was a man of sinful lips, living in a nation of sinful people.
如果我们不认识神
，If we do not know God，
我们常常取代神的地位。
We often take the place of God，
就把自己当作神了。
We put God ourselves as God。
如果我们认识神
，If we know God，
我们就俯伏在地，我们太卑微了。算不了什么。
We truly know him, then we will kneel down on our face.
所以一个认识神的人是真正谦卑的人。
And so a person that truly knows God is truly a humble person.
那在这个地方，以西结看到神荣耀的形象是什么？
And here, what did Ezekiel see about the appearance of the glory of God?
26节说，在他们头上的穹苍上有宝座的形象。
It says, verse 26, above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne.
那这个他们是什么？
And who is this their heads?
如果我们从第四节看，就指的四活物。
If we look at from verse 4, there refers to the four living creatures.
当然这个四活物不是神。
These four living creatures were not God themselves.
是服侍神的灵。
But they were the spirits that served before the throne of God.
那四活物就是灵性非常高的。
These four living creatures were ones who were very high in spirituality.
然后在他们以上有宝座的形象。
And above them there was the likeness of a throne.
因为圣经说神坐在至高之处。
Because the Bible describes that God lives in a high, unapproachable place.
所以这里讲神宝座是在四活物的头的在上面。
And so here it states that the throne is actually above these four living creatures' heads.
那这就代表这位荣耀的神，他坐在宝座上，带有权柄，带有荣耀。
And here it means that the throne is being occupied by God who's seated there. He is full of splendor, glory, majesty, and sovereignty.
我们活在两个世界当中。
We live in two worlds today.
一个是物质界，一个是灵界。
One is a material world, and one is a spiritual realm.
因为物质界眼睛看得到，所以大家都知道 哦，它的存在跟它的可贵。
The physical realm could be seen with our fleshly eyes, so everyone can know its preciousness and value.
但是灵界眼睛看不到。
But because our eyes cannot see the spiritual realm,
所以很多人不相信有它的存在。
And so many people deny its existence.
那也有很多人相信有它的存在。
But many people also believe in the existence of the spiritual realm.
那虽然很多人相信有灵界的存在，但是啊，能够真的认清楚灵界比物质界更好，人不是很多。
And even though there are many who may concede that spiritual realm exists, there are far fewer who actually know and recognize the value of the spiritual world over the physical world.
为什么？
Why?
因为我虽然相信它存在，但是我没有见过。
Because even though we may know that God exists, but we have not seen Him.
那没有见过的灵界，我怎么跟见过的物质界来比较呢？
If we have never seen the invisible realm, how can we compare it to the material realm?
那如果没有比较，我怎么知道更好呢？
How can we, if we cannot see it, how can we compare it? If we don't compare it, then how do we know that it's far better than the material world?
所以我们可以看到灵界的好，有两条路可以走。
And so for us to be able to actually see the value of the spiritual realm, there are two ways.
第一个就是透过圣经，好像一面镜子。
One is to study through the Bible. It is like a mirror.
我透过这个镜子看到灵界。
Through this mirror, we're able to see through the spiritual realm.
那我们就知道灵界是存在的，而它是好，是讲不出来的。
And then we'll know how wonderful this invisible realm is. It is beyond description.
是人心里没有想过的。
It is something that no man has ever thought about.
从来没有经验过的。
Has never experienced.
就是透过圣经这个镜子看到。
It is something that we can only see through like the likeness of a mirror of the Bible.
当我们有信心的时候。
And when we have faith.
我们就能够接受这个价值。
Then we can accept the value of the invisible realm.
所以我们的生活就延伸到灵界里面。
And then our living will be raised higher to be living in the invisible realm.
那第二个对灵界的认识就是神给我们的意象。
And the second way we can come to discern the spiritual realm is through witnessing visions.
所以第一章的第一节，请读。
And in chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
在以色列边被掳到巴比伦的时候。
When the Israelites were exiled to Babylon.
以西结是在被掳的人中间。
Ezekiel was among those who were exiled.
所以第一节中间说，天开了，他就看到神的异象。
And while he was in exile, verse 1 describes the heavens were opened, and he saw visions of God.
所以以西结看到神荣耀的形象是在异象中看见。
So how did Ezekiel witness the glory of God? It is through visions.
就好像保罗，他到过第三层天。
Just as Apostle Paul has gone into the third heavens in his life.
他说是我的灵魂去呢，还是肉体去呢？我不知道。
He says he is not sure whether or not he went there in person physically or was it his soul.
但是他确定的就是他真的到过第三层天。
Whether in spirit or in flesh, he did not know, but he knows that he has gone to the third heaven.
那他到过第三层天，然后再比较这个物质世界变成粪土。
After he has gone and visited the third heaven and compared it into the physical realm, he can recognize that this world is just like dross.
是太宝贵了。
Because the heaven is so far more precious.
好，那我们现在就看以西结看到神荣耀的形象是什么。
And let's look at what glorious visions did Ezekiel see.
一章二十六节用几个形容词。
In chapter 1:26, it describes it with several phrases.
二十六节说是仿佛蓝宝石。
It says in appearance like a sapphire stone.
然后到二十七节
，and then verse 27，
好像光耀的晶晶。
It says like the color of amber with the appearance of fire, all around and within it.
这中文英文不太一样哈。光耀的晶晶，然后周围有火的形状，然后 到二十八节。
And in verse 28,
下雨的日子，虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是这样，这就是神荣耀的形象。
Like the appearance of rainbow in a cloud in a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God.
所以这个神荣耀的形象，第一个像蓝宝石。
So what is the glory of God like? Number one, it is like a sapphire stone.
那在出埃及记里面，以色列百姓到这个摩西跟长老们到山上吃喝观看神。
In Exodus, when Moses and the elders went up to the mountain to eat and drink,
他就看到神出现，好像蓝宝石，非常明净。
Moses described the apparition of God like a sapphire stone.
英文翻作 very pure, 非常纯净。
Very pure sapphire stone.
所以这个蓝宝石的形状就是代表神非常的纯，非常圣洁，非常清洁。
So sapphire stone represents the holiness, the purity, the magnificence of God.
好像像下过雨的，你看天空没有污染一样。
It is like the beautiful, pure day after the rains have washed it clean.
这就是神的形状，神的形象。
And this is the appearance of the likeness of God's glory.
也就是神的本质，也就是他的荣耀。
And what is God?God's essence and His glory.
所以神的荣耀从哪里来？就是从他的本性来的。
And so, where does God's glory come from? It comes from His divine character.
那圣经说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
So the Bible describes that all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
那我们为什么没有荣耀？
Why do we not have glory today?
因为我们没有神的本性。
Because we do not have the divine character of God.
犯了罪就没有圣洁，所以就没有荣耀。
After we have committed sin, we no longer have any glory of God, and we have lost it.
所以这第一个就是蓝宝石。
So the first apparition of glory God is the sapphire stone.
从二十七节开始就说，仿佛我光耀的精进呢。
And the second one says,
或者火的形状。
It is the appearance of fire all around within it, with brightness all around.
这个火就是代表神的公义。
This fire represents the justice of God.
神的公义好像火一样。
God's justice is like fire.
会把人的渣子都烧干净。
You're purified and burned through all impurities in man.
甚至会把不愿意悔改的义人也都烧掉。
It will burn away all those who are rebellious and unwilling to repent.
所以这个神的公义就是他的本性，也是他的荣耀。
And so the justice of God is his divine characteristics and also his glory.
所以圣经说，义人要发光像太阳。
And so the Bible describes the righteous should shine like the sun.
义人就是跟神一样。
The righteous man is like God himself.
是很公义的。
It reflects the justice in God.
那这个人要发光像太阳。
And that person shall shine like the sun.
那第三个形状就是虹的形状。
The third likeness of the glory of God is like a rainbow.
在神非用大水毁灭这个世界以后。
After God has destroyed this world one time through flood.
显彩虹给人看，以后不再用水来毁灭这个世界。
God made the rainbow appear to show His covenant that He will never destroy this world again by flood.
所以这个虹也是可以代表神的慈爱、怜悯。
This rainbow represents the mercy and compassion of God.
当一个人有神怜悯、慈爱，这个就是神的本性，这就是神的荣耀。
When a person can reflect the compassion and mercy of God, then they reflect the glory of God.
所以神的荣耀的本性，包括他的纯洁，包括他的公义，包括他的慈爱。
So the glorious divine characteristic of God includes His justice, His purity, and also His compassion.
所以神同在的地方一定会有荣耀。
And wherever God dwells and abides, there will be the glory of God.
那一定是有公义的，有怜悯的，而且是没有罪的。
And there you shall find justice, compassion, and sinlessness, purity.
为什么以西结第一章就显荣耀给以西结看？
Why did Ezekiel first witness the glory of God already in the first chapter?
因为第二章开始，神就要拣选以西结。
Because in the second chapter, God will choose Ezekiel.
要 叫他去做很困难的工作。
To call him to do something that is a very difficult mission.
啊，第三节。
In verse 3, chapter 2, verse 3, and he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day.
啊，然后第四节。
Verse 4, for they are impudent and stubborn children. I'm sending you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. Verse 5, as for them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house, yet they will know that a prophet has been among them. God said to Ezekiel, I will send you to the children of Israel. They are a rebellious nation who rebelled against me.
接下去说，心里很刚硬。
They have a very stubborn heart.
哦，那我们知道，如果被差遣到顺服的百姓，工作很好做，一讲到就大家都听了。
Today, if Ezekiel was sent to a very submissive generation of Israelites, then that would be a very easy task for him.
但如果差到一个很悖逆、顽梗、硬心的百姓去，他不但不听，而且会反抗，而且会逼迫。
And so, however, if Ezekiel was sent to a rebellious nation, stubborn and very stiff-necked, he will face persecution from these people.
所以第六节。
And therefore, in verse 6, And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. The briars and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions. Do not be afraid of their words, or be dismayed by their looks, though they are a rebellious house.
这里神说，我差你去，好像荆棘棘藜，荆棘棘藜就是你走过会刺到我们，会很痛。
And God describes those people are like briars and thorns. If you were to walk across, you will be pierced and wounded with pain.
这样的环境没有人要去的。
And this type of environment, no one wants to go willingly.
那下面住在蝎子中间。
And furthermore, living among them will be like living among scorpions.
这个荆棘跟棘藜是在地上，你没有去踏到它，它不会动你。
And these briars and thorns and scorpions are on the ground. If you do not step on them, they will not bite you.
但是蝎子就不是这样了。蝎子你一靠近它就咬你，不管你有没有踏到它。
Scorpions are different because even if you do not step on them, as long as you draw near to them, they will come and attack you.
所以这个工作很难做。
And so this is a very difficult task that he has been commissioned.
但是神一定要他去做。
But God has called him to accomplish such a difficult mission.
为什么？
Why?
因为在第三章。
Because in chapter
3,
verse 17, it says, Son of man, I made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me.
这里说我要立你做以色列百姓守望者。
And here it says that God has made Ezekiel watchman for the house of Israel.
那守望者要做什么？最后一句说，替我警戒他们。
What does a watchman do? They are to pass on the warnings from God to these people.
所以如果他听警戒回头，他就得救了。
If these rebellious people listen to the warnings and return, then the calamities shall fall away.
所以神设立以西结也是爱以色列百姓的最后一个机会，让他能够回头。
And for God to anoint Ezekiel as a watchman, it is out of his compassion and mercy to give them a final chance to turn back to God before the fire comes.
所以第八节说，第七节哈，以色列人不可听从，因为他们不听从我。
Verse 7 says, But the house of Israel will not listen to you because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted.
那既然这个工作很重要，又要受苦很多。
Since this work is so difficult, and he shall suffer much.
那以世界上的工作谁要去？
Then, if you have such a task ahead of you, would anyone be willing to take on the task?
以世界工作没有人去，都配在加倍吧，也就可能会有人去。
For some people, we would have to raise the salary until they're willing to go.
那再没有人去，再把它拉高，到最后一定会有人去。
Eventually, you'll find someone willing to sacrifice their lives in order to go on such a dangerous mission.
我曾经在奈及利亚遇到一个韩国弟兄。
When I was in Nigeria, I met this Korean brother.
他说他自愿到奈及利亚三年。
He said to himself, he's willing to go to Nigeria for 3 years.
去那里建筑那个公路。
Voluntarily to build the freeways there.
问他说，那你一年休假多久？
And I asked him, how many vacation days do you get in the first year?
一年两个礼拜。
He said only 2 weeks.
啊，那你怎么会来这里？
And I asked him, why would then would you be willing to come here to South Africa?
他说到奈及利亚，这个配大概三倍。
To Nigeria, he said, because when I come to Nigeria, my pay will be tripled.
那他很想要盖房子，所以他就去了。
And he really enjoys construction, so he went there.
哦，所以我们就知道哦，世界上人哈，工作辛苦，一定是用金钱来做赔偿。
So we know that people of this world will labor and toil in order to gain monetary compensation.
那现在以色列百姓要把他带回来，这很辛苦，谁要去？
But now to have someone to call the Israelites to return, who is willing to face this rebellious people?
所以神就先显异象给以西结看。
And because of that, God showed the glory, His glory first to Ezekiel.
神是这么荣耀的。
And that God is so glorious.
神是这么伟大的。
And God is so majestic.
这个就是人服侍神的动机啊。
And this should be the primary motivator behind servitude.
为什么我们服侍神？
Why do we serve God today?
不是我们能够得到金钱什么好处。
It is not because we can gain some riches or crowns.
也不是说服侍神会感觉到我自我实现，我自己对自己很有用。
Or that we will gain some sort of self-actualization or some sort of benefits.
也不是说服侍神，我的理想可以在教会实现。
And it is not because our ideal shall be able to be fulfilled in a church from serving Him.
最后一个目标，我为什么服侍神？
What is our primary motivator to serving God?
因为神是荣耀的。
Because God is glorious.
神是伟大的。
God is worthy of all our praise.
所以我就很羡慕服侍神，我很想服侍神，就这样而已。
And therefore, for this reason, we sincerely admire to serve Him.
这个就是服侍神的动力。
This should be our primary motive for serving God today.
所以为什么说服侍神一定要灵修？
And that is why it says we need to serve God, we need to have spiritual cultivation.
因为这个神的伟大、神的荣耀、神的本性这种感动如果消失的话，我们的服侍变成只是外面的一个动作而已，里面没有动机。
Because if God's splendor, glory, majesty is not within us, and divine character is not within us, then our servitude becomes only a shell.
所以有一个爸爸，他说：“我看到我孩子哦，当然很热心服侍人，我真的有一点忧虑。”
And therefore, there was a father who opined this way that when I see my children serving God, I do have this worry.
啊，忧虑什么？
What does he worry about?
他说：“我孩子到教会里面，第一件事情就是做圣工。”
He worries that the first thing that they do when they enter a church is to serve God.
那最后一件事情也是做圣工。
And the last thing they do at church is to serve God.
叫他进去聚会，他都没有兴趣。
But they are not willing to go in to attend the service or listen to the sermon.
啊，叫他去祷告，他也没有兴趣。
They are not willing to worship or to kneel down to pray.
他只想做圣工。
All they want to do is serve God.
这个真的是有一点问题啊。
And this is truly problematic.
我们要常常亲近神。
We want to draw close to God often.
当那个神的感动一直存在我们心里。
So that the movement and touch of God continues to abide with us.
我们会一直觉得这个工作很重要，最重要一个原因是因为我喜欢神，我觉得他很荣耀，他值得我来服侍他。
We continue to value the preciousness of serving God because we see that God is worthy of all our time, praise, and efforts.
那如果服侍的动机是神本身哦，任何一件事情都挡不住的。
And if our motive, primary motive behind everything we do in serving God is, in glorifying God Himself, then we will continue to serve no matter what things happen our way.
所以我们在看那个真的很认识神的人，到最后都殉道了。
And we see that those who really know God in the very end, they will lay down their lives and give it.
因为神太伟大，太荣耀了。
To give it their all because God is so glorious, He is so deserving of our praise.
我能够为他来牺牲奉献，这是我的恩典，也是机会。
If we have the ability and the opportunity to die for Him, this is our pleasure and our glory.
那如果这个动机没有了，
and if we lose this type of motive,
我们就常常会看到一个人今天很热心服侍，明天不来教会了。
And we will often see that those who are zealous today will be gone tomorrow.
或者当负责人，轰轰烈烈负责人，任期一到，教会不见了。
Or we see zealous council members, but then when they're not assigned to be council members next term, they leave.
他是为工作而工作。
They will work for the sake of the responsibility.
但是如果我们是为着神而工作。
But if today we labor for the sake of Christ,
工作没有了，我们还是很认真在拜神。
Even when our titles or roles have been relinquished, we will continue to serve Him zealously.
因此，我们要服侍神，一定要有一个时间，把我们重新这个动力培养起来，那动机。重新再好像火把它眺望起来。
Therefore, if we must continue to serve God, we must always have a time of devotion so we can continue to kindle the fire of God within our hearts.
好，那这个神的荣耀到了第如果我们看第八章。
If we further study the glory of God in chapter 8.
第八章。
In chapter 8 of Ezekiel.
第八章啊，以西结先知看到第二个异象。
In Ezekiel chapter 8, Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel, witnessed a second vision.
那这个异象看到什么？
What did he see in this vision?
这个异象就是看到在圣殿里面有偶像的存在。
He saw within the sanctuary of God, the temple of God, that there was the existence of idolatry.
那因为有这个偶像的存在
，because there was abominable all sorts of abominable idolatry within the church，
所以就看到这个神的荣耀就开始往上升。
In the temple, and so he saw the glory of God lifted and started to depart from the temple.
我们看这个第九章的第三节。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 3. Now the glory of God of Israel had gone up from the cherub where it had been to the threshold of the temple.
这个第九章第三节就讲这个神的荣耀一步一步离开圣殿。
So from Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 3, we see that step at a time, the glory of God starts to depart from Israel.
他说神的荣耀本来是在基洛伯上面。
Originally, the glory of God was upon the cherub.
因为这个至圣所里面有约柜，约柜上面有这个基路伯。
Because in the most holy of holies, above the ark of the Lord, it was two cherubims.
那这是神降临的地方，神同在的地方。
And this is where God rests His glory, where He abides with and His glory.
所以在至圣所里面，神降临，代表他跟以色列百姓同在，他的荣耀充满在圣殿里面。
So when the presence of God comes upon the ark to rest over there, it represents that he is abiding with the tabernacle with the nation of Israel.
那现在从那里上升到殿的门间。
But now the glory has departed from the cherubims, and now it has lifted to the threshold of the temple.
就一步一步就开始离开了。
And so at a step at a time, God starts to leave.
那为什么离开？
Why does God's glory depart?
如果我们看第八章。
If we look at chapter 8.
第八章开始在讲第二个印象第二节他也看到神的荣耀的形象。
In verse 2 speaks of a next vision, which is the appearance and likeness of God.
然后第三节。
In verse 3.
他的手伸样式抓住我的头发就灵就将我举到天地的中间，然后在异象中就看到圣殿所发生的事情。
So, he stretched out the form of a hand, took Ezekiel by a lock of his hair, and the Spirit lifted him up between earth and heaven, brought him to see the visions of God in Jerusalem.
那看到什么？
And what did he see there?
就是第三节的下面就是那里有触动主怒偶像的座位，就是惹动祭血的。
So when he was lifted up there between earth and heaven, he witnessed that in the inner court there was a seat of the image of jealousy.
这个惹动激怒的嫉妒的是谁？就是神，神是忌邪的。
And what is who is jealous? It is God. God is a jealous God.
但是这个神把他灵提起来，他才看得见。
And this was not able to be seen until God lifted Ezekiel up above the earth.
所以教会有表象，教会也有真相。
So our church has our reality, our 真相。
表象就是我们肉眼看到的。
Our appearance that we can see with our physical eyes, but there is also the true reality of this church that can only be seen through spiritual eyes.
礼拜六一两百个坐在这边聚会。
Even though we may have 100, 200 people congregate here on Sabbath day.
人看外表。
We are looking on the outer appearance.
但是每一个人心里面是存什么心态来敬拜神？不知道。
What kind of hearts has been brought by everyone to come to worship here?
那这就要神的灵感动我们，有属灵的眼光，我们才能够看清楚自己。
Only with a very the spiritual eyesight that God gives to us can we clearly see our own real self.
那我们看清楚自己，我们才知道哪一方面我们要进步。
And once we're able to see ourselves clearly, then we'll know what areas we need to improve upon.
那为什么升这个神的荣耀会从基督伯上升呢？
Why did the glory of God depart from the cherub?
因为神嫉妒。
Because God is jealous.
为什么神嫉妒？
Why would God be jealous?
圣殿应该是敬拜神的地方。
Isn't the temple of God where they should worship God himself?
但是有偶像。
Yet there are images of abominations.
偶像是什么？
And what are these abomination images?
就是有取代神，比神还重要，比神还大，比神还高的，的事情。
There are anything and everything that is a higher priority than God himself.
这个真的需要神感动我们才看得清楚，我们才知道怎么来进步。
And this is the only if God moves us and touches us, may we really see what is within our hearts.
那这个神才不会啊，从这个基督伯就往上升，他想要走了，因为他待不下去，他很嫉妒啊。
Then we will be able to improve. Otherwise, God will eventually leave us. He will leave the cherub and he will leave from our dwelling with us.
那在第九章里面
，So in chapter nine，
就记载神叫这个是天使吧，到以色列百姓当中去做记号。
So God called an angel to make marks on the people within the city.
第四节经文。
And verse 4 says, And the Lord said to him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it.
我们知道大环境要怎么变，我们真的没有办法做什么。
We know that we cannot control the things that happen in our environment.
比方说现在同性恋是越来越合法，这个已经变成文化了。我们能做什么？我们没有办法做什么。
For example, the cultural trend of homosexuality in the society continues to dig its roots into the society, and we cannot seem to change anymore. It's too strong.
但是有一部分的人心里很痛苦。
But there are some people who are weeping over this abomination.
所以这个第四节哈因为可憎之事叹息哀哭。
And these people who know the righteousness of God, they sigh and they cry over all these sins of abominations that are done.
他是没有同流去拜偶像的。
They did not follow the crowd to worship the images.
那这样额头上就画记号了。
And because of this, their foreheads were marked.
但是如果没有这种很哀伤，已经内心已经被同化的，额头就没有记号。
If these people never cried and wept over these abominations, they would not receive the mark on their forehead.
接下来天使就来了。
And after that, the angels came.
头上有记号的就让他过去，头上没有记号的全部都杀。
Those who had marks on their heads were spared. But those who did not have marks were not spared. They were all killed.
所以可见说，我们在这整个社会的现象里面虽然我们没有办法改变什么，但是我们心里有忌邪的心，这就是神纪念的。
And so today, if we see all the abominations that's happening in our society and the world around us, and we cry over it, and we have a jealous heart like Christ, then we will also be marked. Remembered by God.
但是如果我们心里面那个忌邪的心已经没有，很可能已经被同化。
But if we have no such heart of jealousy, then that means our heart has already been captured by this world. We have become.
如果被同化，可能在神的审判下就很难过关了。
We have succumbed to the sinful culture around us. Then under the judgment time, we will not be able to survive.
所以到了第十章，这个神的荣耀就从上到屋顶，然后就走了。
And so in chapter 10, we see the glory of God departs further from the roof and away.
我们看十章十八节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 18. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim.
然后十九节。
Verse 19, and the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were beside them. They stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of God of Israel was above them.
最后这个荣耀就停在耶路撒冷东边的门口。
We see that the glory of God eventually rests on the eastern gate of the Jerusalem temple.
到最后那个荣耀就离开了。
And then eventually the glory completely departs.
那神的荣耀一离开，巴比伦就进来，就把他们掳掉了。
Once the glory of God departs, the Babylonians entered and killed and slaughtered.
所以这个巴比伦在前面一段时间攻不进来，是因为神的荣耀，神与他们同在。
And before that time, Babylonians could not enter because God's glory were with them, protecting them.
现在神荣耀离开了，
but now
神不没有同在了，他就被抓了。
Glory of God has departed; their protection has been removed, so the enemies could come into their walls.
那神的荣耀什么时候回来？
And so when does the glory of God return?
在以西结先知里面有两种殿。
There are two temples in the book of Ezekiel.
第一个殿就是当时所罗门所建的殿。
The first temple is a temple that was originally built by King Solomon.
这是物质的。
And this is a physical temple.
到了四十章以后。
But in Ezekiel chapter 40,
就看到另外一个殿是站在高山上。
We see a appearance of a second temple which is built on a high mountain.
那我们就一读就知道，四十章以后那个殿就是属灵的殿。
And we'll know that in chapter 40, that is the spiritual temple that will be built in the future.
那属灵的殿就是新约时代的教会。
And that spiritual temple is the church of the New Testament.
那就是真教会。
And that is the true church.
那这个殿不但是建在高山上。
And not only is this true church built on a very high mountain.
表示它的水平是高的。
Representing that their standard is very high.
什么叫做水平高？
What does it mean to have a high standard?
就是完全翻圣经来建神的殿，这个就是水平高了。
It is to build a temple according to the measurements prescribed in the Bible.
那这个殿有一个原则。
And this temple has a rule.
四十三章。
In chapter 43.
十二节。
Chapter 43, verse 12. This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple.
这说圣殿有一个法则。
So here it states that the spiritual temple has a law.
这个四围要称为至圣。
Now the area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy.
就是有一个法则。
And this is the only law.
那时候就四十三章开头，我们就看这个殿充满神的荣光。
And we see the spiritual temple is filled with the glory of God.
那荣光就像他在加巴鲁看到那个神的荣耀的形象。
And this glory is just like what he saw originally in River Chebar.
所以真教会越来越圣洁，我们越来越符合圣经，那个神的荣耀，使徒时代那个荣耀会重新再同在。
And so the true church, as it grows closer and closer to the image of God, it will shine with glory, so it reflects the same glory as the apostolic church.
那第一节说，神的荣光从东方而来。
And so verse 1 says, the glory of God shall come from the east.
那从东方会流出神的活水。
And from the east shall flow sounds of many living waters.
这个很多的预言在里面。
And there's many prophecies contained therein in this book.
所以我们知道，照着神的预言，教会会越来越荣耀。
And so according to the prophecy in the Bible, the church shall become, the true church shall become even more glorious in the end days.
但是我们的本分就是要把殿建在高山上。
And our job is to build our temple on a high mountain.
那持守那个原则，殿要称为至圣。
And to maintain that law, which is the temple must be holy.
那神的荣耀就会继续同在。
Then the glory of God will continue to dwell with us.
唱诗。
And sing him.
321首。
321. Please be seated.
我们大概还有一个半月的时间会有灵恩布道会。
In about 1.5 months, our spiritual convocation will be upon us.
请我们每一次祷告都纪念这个圣会。
In every prayer, let's remember this sacred work.
求主带领祝福。
And this holy event, may God bless us richly.
我们祷告的时候，一位慕道朋友阿顺，他的太太祷告。
We continue to pray for a true seeker friend, Asun's wife, Tress.
有时候危机就是信仰的转机啊。
We know the time of crisis is a chance for a turning point to God.
他现在在这个加护病房。
She is currently in an ICU.
求主的恩典让能够来让他早日康复。
May God bless her so she can quickly recover her health.
让她有机会来接受这个救恩。
So she may have the opportunity to receive this salvation.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We pray together.